city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday,
9 to 12 p.m.
Welcome to the show. It's a brand new week as we're heading to the end of September. Can you believe it? September is just flying by, guys. Not the other day in Rathalanagami. It's almost gone. Anyway, are your people suffering from third-party grudge? Your people, they hold grudges. Why? Because I get you told them. And you are angry. You needed to go to your people and tell them why you are so upset, why you are so aggrieved. Little did you know that the person that you just told, your person, is going to buy into your story, support and everything. And your blind side was when you decided to make peace, you didn't go back and say, "Ish," because half the time you don't go back and say, "We've made peace." Or even if you did, even if you do, you go to them and say, "Hey, Akshem, you know, we kissed and made up." Your person still holds third-party grudge. Oh, wait a minute. Are you the one who holds third-party grudge? We're talking about your people, Bompian, holding grudges for you.
Nah, I get it. No one will hotspot me their grudge. I'm literally an island when it comes to my people's grudges. It weighs heavy on your heart, can't it?
Yeah.
So nobody's hotspotting me the grudge someone.
You know, we're debating whether we should use hotspotting as a, you know, as a hashtag or a third-party grudge. And I think third-party grudge is stronger. You know, you get to, you know, engage with it. But yes, I get it, Kidu. I love the hotspotting thing. It always makes me chuckle. Now, why is it that our people hold grudges against people we already have forgiven? According to studies, this can be attributed to what is called a third-party forgiveness effect. Oh, yes, it is a thing. Third-party forgiveness effect. The third-party forgiveness effect, simply put, is our tendency to be less forgiving to someone who has hurt those closest to us. Example, maybe your colleague threw you under the bus. You eventually forgave them, and you are now on good terms. But your other colleague wants nothing to do with them. They even can't wait. God, Bona, they don't want to see them. In fact, even both of you breathing the same air in the same canteen. Another example? Okay. Maybe your partner didn't treat you well. You told your family. And now they're struggling to forgive them and to move on, even though you and your partner have made up and are in a much better place. It is said time and time again, but most of the time it is said to couples who are just getting married, right? So that, you know, to keep the unity. Do not tell your loved ones who hurt you, because when the time comes for you to forgive, they will still hold on to the grudge, even when you're forgiven the person. So, do your people suffer from third-party grudge? Talk to me. Third-party grudges. Who amongst your people holds third-party grudges? And who are they holding it against, if you're willing to share that much? All right? Pindile.
Bona, my baby sister. Happy Mbonan. Agadlali shem. Uvele nje azi lahlele. Umongathi nje ubani bani ngiyamzonda. Akafuni kwazi ukuthi umzondelani. Yena sekayithathile sekwe yakhe. Next time wakubona sowukhuluma naye, uza varaza wena. Uza kutshela indaba zakho. Uza kubuza ukuthi manje wena sobuyelana nalo muntu wakho. Ungaphinde ungifake kule nto zakho. But still kusasa uma umxoxele enye indaba eyakhe sekayibambile. Akafuni kwazi. Akakhathalele kuthenjwa ukuthi kwenze njani. One time isibari sami baxabana nomntana sekhaya. Lo mina engimlamayo. Ah, nango yena sekayingenile. Nanamhlanje akamkhulumi. Still today, my sister passed on. Can you imagine?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag third party grudge. 1, when your friend betrayed you. Maybe your friend who your whole family knows betrayed you in the worst possible of ways. Your family saw how much the betrayal hurt you, and they all told you to cut your losses. However, after some time, like a hardwood, you forgave your friend, and the two became friends again. However, your family is not having any of it. They are still holding on to the third-party grudge, and now you feel stuck in the middle. 2nd teaspoon on hashtag third-party grudge. It was with your boss. They didn't treat you well. They treated you badly, actually. Most people try to leave work issues at the office. However, sometimes things get so overwhelming, we need our loved one's advice. So when your boss did you dirty at work, you told your loved one. Because, I mean, you were so hurt. However, their anger turned into vengeance and an end. To this very day, they want nothing to do with your boss. However, you have forgiven them. Because you have to work together. But your family is hell-bent on holding on to this grudge. Third party. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on hashtag third party grudge. You had a lover's fight. The fight was so bad. You were physically bruised. Your friends got to see your scars. And you ended up coming clean. Even though you didn't press any charges, your friends and now family got upset with you for not standing up for yourself. And guess what? You stayed. You stayed. But your friends and family won't visit, not when your partner is there. They're holding a grudge. Are you a third party grudge holder? They made up, but you're still holding a grudge. Why? Tell me.
So I just asked Stan, do you have third party grudges? Is scheming. And come to think of it, we do. Because hey. Scheming Sarona is actually touch one, touch all.
Cheers,
you do bad to one, you've done bad to all of us. For instance, Stanley, if Oko Groove and I'm not there,
yeah.
Taba Nelemoto. Hafika and Chayela Bantu. Nelemoto is Taban as of that moment.
I can participate in third party grudge depending on my relationship with the person that I'm grudging at. Like, for instance, if it's my sister's friends whom I have no relations with and they hurt my sister, obviously I've got that grudge with them, you know? And then recently my sister told me something about her husband that whom I do love, but you know, she told me something about him and you know, there's still that thing, yeah, and then I look at him on the side like, watch yourself. So for me it depends what relationship I have with person. Usually if there's grudging between two people that I love or two people I relate with, then I try to be the peacemaker.
Third party grudge. Now you mess with my parents. They're no longer alive. You mess with them even posthumously.
Yes.
I don't care whether you've spoken to your God after that.
You?
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, shame.
It's going down.
There's a cousin of mine.
Yes.
No, I don't want
none. Wow.
I don't care if they drop tomorrow.
Yes.
I won't be there. Because of how they disrespected my parents posthumously.
Yes.
No, I don't mess around.
Sure.
Don't touch my... Yes.
Yeah. They disrespected your parents while they were still alive or...
No, posthumously.
Passed.
Oh, okay.
While they
passed.
Yeah.
While they passed, okay.
Yeah. So because now that they're longer around, you feel you have a mouth.
The right, yeah.
Jarr.
Sure. Better take the back seat.
Yeah, not even... What back seat?
Better get away.
Go under the bus.
Yeah.
Jarr.
Wow,
you see, third party grudge.
Yo, it's deep.
Obana da.
Yeah.
No. I don't even mention my family there because there, then I'm a gardener.
With family.
It's going to befall you.
But I believe that, you know, you have to, there can't be a gray zone with third party grudge. Either you in or you out.
Yeah.
You must, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
So do you hold third party grudge?
Do I hold a third party grudge? You know, I like to be like the people on WhatsApp, the spectators, the people who are just in the group to read the messages. That's me on third party grudges.
Yeah.
I'm just here to listen to both sides of the story. And that's and where chances it are is.
They no no they pull you in.
Yeah, they do, obviously.
No, see, but what do you think? Yo, who's right?
Who's right? Yeah. Yeah, but this is where this thing of having I like to be on the fence. Then you say, well, what's gonna happen if you do X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
You know? That's how you do it. I'm like a therapist. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I turn it around and I say to you, what do you think is the next step?
Yeah.
What should you do? Yes. I'm not involved. I know you want to know what I think.
So you don't. You are not a third party person.
I'm not a third party. But I want loyalty. When I'm fighting with someone, I want you to take sides. You need to tell me,
double
where
standards.
Are you in
this
situation?
Thing, yeah.
Yes, and my sister is always under fire for this. I always want loyalty from her.
That's right.
She carries around third party grudges against people that I... that I will not talk to. I'll tell her that I'm not talking to this person, but then I won't tell her when I'm making up with that person. So she will have a grudge and she'll walk around ready to punch someone or do something to someone.
I was your sister once with a friend.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Meanwhile, we've met up a long time ago.
And then there they are making up in my presence, greeting and high-fiving each other. And I'm like,
what?
Did I turn on my friend? No, I did. I turned on. I was like, don't you think you should update something?
Yeah, exactly. You
should have adapted me so that I know how to, you know, realign my feelings according to this regarding this person.
Mm.
But no, you didn't.
Mm.
So I was like, you deserve a third party graduate.
Yeah. The tables turned.
Ah, Suka.
quick,
JJ. Bend.
I'm actually in between with this. Jimmy and I are very loyal people when it comes to friendships and relationships, ne? So when you're upset with someone else, when you're upset with somebody else, I'm going to be upset with you. I get what you're saying, Uncle T. Mm-hmm. You need to update people and say, oh, now we're no longer upset with that person.
Yes.
I apologize and I acknowledge. At the same time, I don't like inheriting people's beef, you know, because we forget when we're upset as well.
But that's where loyalty comes in.
Mm.
That's where you being a friend, right?
You know, when somebody has upset me sometimes, I even forget and I've moved on to the next happy thing, to the point where I remind myself, I'm supposed to be upset with Uncle T, but I forgot already. So that's on the other side, not so really inheriting beef. And
so you have people around you with palpitations around people that you have fought for. That's for sure.
That's for sure. I actually agree with you. But also, Uncle T, it's like... it's just so much that you carry when you know do third party grudge and things like that. You know, like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to get sick from it. Why?
Okay.
Don't tell me then.
Yeah, I'm also like, all right.
Okay. Next time.
Let it go.
Don't
Uncle
come
T.
here. Don't come here crying. Because then I'm keep busy picking up stompies here.
Exactly.
I'm
with you, Uncle T.
Oh, on my behalf.
Thank you. You holding a grudge. It was not your fight. But your loved ones, they made up, but you're still there.
Nahe, my third party grudge. My friend dislikes her dad and Barula Balwana, and she's constantly venting out to me about him. And I don't know, Hona no, like I literally cannot stand the man. He has never done anything wrong to me, but I cannot stand the man. Awesome. And the worst part about it is I've never heard his side of the story, only my friend's side of the story, but I cannot. For the love of me, I cannot stand the man.
It's called the price of loyalty and love. Third party grudge.
Hey.
Apparently, Uname Batin. In the Antoli for a computing storage.
Oh, USB.
Had drive your third party grudges.
No. My family's a problem with third party grudges. Yeah. I don't tell them most of my work life situations until I sort them out. And if I can't, then they can tell and vent to them because.
Oh, you once vented?
Oh my gosh, I vent all the time, especially in my career, running career.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, Uzbanban. Oh my gosh, he's such a horrible person. Hi, Kesan.
Ha!
My sisters take it to my mother. And I'm like, oh, I've realized, okay, let me not speak about these people. Let me give them a good light up until I've concluded that they just are horrible people or it was a horrible experience, just isolated.
I think the worst is heartbreak. Because
they
can't prevent you from it. They can't fight for you
at all.
You've been invaded beyond where they can even assist.
Hey, yeah, no, that one's the worst.
And you can't hide it because they can tell.
Yeah.
From the telephone call if you're not there. But if you are there, it's even worse.
No, that one's the worst. No, no, no. They take it on fully. And I'm like, okay, guys, we're not going to avenge this.
Have you ever been stuck in the middle, though, between friends?
I have, but I've been the neutral party. They know that I don't take sides.
Oh, so okay.
My goal is for the collective friendship. Yeah, so yeah, you yeah. can vent to me, but I'm going to show you the other perspective.
I'm a loyalist, man.
What?
Yes. Sir.
Why?
Me. Me, I'm a loyalist.
So you would take
so when I right now,
yeah?
You say to me, hey, T, that's a ban ban. I don't know that person from above, so
yeah, yeah.
I know you.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no way you are telling me, yeah.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
And then, obviously, I won't be like, you know, nakedly, you know,
mean.
Upset with or mean with mm-hmm. them. But
you won't give them a chance.
In my emos, oof. They have no chance.
Hey.
But you better make sure. Should you make up? I must be the first person you tell.
But then do you change your perspective?
From your point of view, yes.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, we shouldn't meet with this person, Sisonke, and then you guys have already made up, and I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you are going to get my wrath.
Yeah, yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna turn on you.
I get you. But sometimes people don't. Even yes. if when you told them that, hey, listen, we've made up, they're like, I but oksala yo, when's the end of the which means, and you're like, no, come back.
I think medical aid needs to help.
Hey.
Third party grudge.
Hey.
Therapy something in
hey.
There. No, it needs to be.
Because it's inevitable. If you love somebody, you take on their things.
Come
you
know on.
I mean? I'm just saying. It's very true. Very, very true.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
Why are the in-laws? Ha, boss grudge. And now go ask by the one side of the store. And by the other side of the store. Or by one of the day. And about toy away. And about toy. Go no more fit that one thing. About toy. But toy live on our member. Bon, now on my side, I get it in a Jew.
Bona ne, and if yalo man, if yalo, you know, blood is thicker than tomato sauce. But Tabitha, good morning.
Hi, Junjan.
Right, wena.
Sharp.
Mm.
Why you kuluma ngothandiwe?
Kuluma ngani?
Ukuluma ngothandiwe.
Ubani uthandiwe manje?
Uthandiwe. Ulo onge olwa izimpizana.
Umngani wakho.
Actually, umngani wami and such, okay, yes, a friend, but a colleague.
Yeah.
Yeah. Umngani ngimthole emsebenzini. Like, angeke uze ungenze next. Uthandiwe ungena zonke indaba zami.
Sure.
Yeah, nabantu angabazi. Uvele athi uyahlanya mtakama. Angeke. Ayi ngawe. Uzilungele kaso wena.
Yeah.
Yeah, so akafuni mix. Nasemsebenzini mangithi, hey, Uthabo, wenze so. Uthabo. Uyahlanya and then Uthabo maseka phone Uthabo vele sebamkwateni
hayibo
and then the next thing as how mtakama wena so sesiyamkhulumisa kanti Uthabo why ungasho ukuthi sesi right
and iphela kanjalo
so ngiyahleka mayigulana le topic ngithi yo hayi namhlanje bakhuluma ngothandiwe uthandiwe akafuni kuza mshini shem angeke ungithinte
yeah hayi but mamela have you ever uye wakukwatela though
no akangikwateli mina akangikwateli
angithi wena you've decided now to make peace with these people
no akangikwateli uvele asho athi mtakama usho phela ukuthi sesi right angisho nalo muntu bese nami ngizoba right
Sometimes it was one. Would you panic about like?
We turned you, Kuno.
Turned you, Sam Tanda. Yeah.
Hey, Utandwa him.
Yeah, right. Thanks for the call, my dear.
You know, with me, Nekadi third party grudges, I feel like ringleader. Like, yo, I hold grudges to the point whereby the person I'm holding a grudge for has forgotten about it and forgiven. And one of them are chilling, but me, yo. And it's with mostly with my mother. Anyone else, like, I'll hold a grudge for you. Like, if someone hurts you, I'll support you in all of that. And then afterwards, like, maybe after some time, I'll get over it. But with my mother, till today, I don't speak to her family because her family did her wrong. And as she made peace with her, she got over. She's like, yeah, she even tells me, like, no, you must forgive them. And I'm like, I'm not even. I have got no relation to them. Like, I want nothing to do with them. I will never forgive them. So that's me. I will hold that grudge until the wheels come off.
Chesa, that's princess. Caesar, wena?
Yo, chi, mina, the last time I inherited ama grudges wabantu, ngasala nendaba. People are now best friends. Mina phela sengihlele lapho ne grudge yam because phela ngithi sinama ride or die. Awa, chi, mina angisazingeni. Umuntu makacala athi lona wenzani ngithi hayi, I'm sorry, mphumela. Le nto yokuinherita, awa, doesn't work.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.